VentureCast.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Your Business and Life podcast. My name is Bethany London, and I am an energetic VC supporting CEOs and entrepreneurs in multiplying revenues and opportunities of their business through intuitive guidance and energetic healing. I am obsessed with finding and releasing blocks so that you can start receiving the guidance and opportunities that will be bringing you quantum leaps with ease. If you are looking to upgrade your business, life, spirituality, or need a perspective shift to flow, you've come to the right place. Leave it to me to pull out the juicy stories, quantum leap hacks, and how our inspiring guests have tackled obstacles and gotten into the flow to reach new heights of success. My intention is to bring clarity and massive awareness that infinite possibilities are everywhere. Your next moment could be a miraculous one. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Let's uncover their strategies, have fun, and see how we can quantum leap together. Oh my goodness, have I got a special gift as a guest for you. It was so amazing that I'm bumping it up. There are other people to put in, but it was so good. Okay. So I introduce you today, Holly Matthews. She is a conscious multidimensional channel, psychic, diamond oracle, medical intuitive, Manikai shaman, and an avid connoisseur of energy modalities. She is a master in over 325 healing modalities. And her favorite thing is teaching and mentoring others to find happiness and abundance in their lives through healing and developing a higher perspective of consciousness. She is currently the founder and owner of Tachyon Living, Tachyon Chamber, Tachyon Eyes, and a crystal healing chamber, all of which is why I know her. So I am super excited to share with you how she's created abundance in her life, these amazing tweaks that anyone can use, whatever, wherever you are in your career or personal life. And oh my goodness, let's get started. All right, we have the fabulous Holly today from Tachyon Living and so many other places. I have been kind of working with you for 2 years, since 2020, yeah. I think, is when I discovered my Tachyon products and have been using it in my healings with my clients. And there's some fabulous meditations online. So yes, Tachyon Living Holly is the source of this. And I want her to share her information and how she has totally quantum leaped in multiple ways with her business. They just bought a beautiful, I'm going to call it a mansion, especially living in LA. I'm like, coming from LA, it feels like in a mansion. What? How many square feet? It's huge. 15.
It's pretty big for two people. Yeah, but it's in the country. That's what's so nice. We're out of the city finally.
Out of the city, off the grid-ish, kind of a little bit.
Very much
all
so.
The magic. Yeah. So yeah. So let's talk about Tachyon really quick for those that have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay. Tachyon is a natural particle that is found throughout the entire universe and other universes, but I mean, specifically for us, it's found throughout the universe. However, the vibration of Earth got so low that this tachyon frequency, this tachyon field became very, very weak and dimmed here on Earth. So it needed to be restored. And I didn't know like anything about tachyon, never even really heard of it prior to this angelic visitation where I was woke up in the middle of the night with this amazing being floating above me in the air. And she began to talk to me about tachyon. And the first few minutes, I'm just, of course, I was just kind of drop jaw, trying to figure out what was really going on here and the magnificence of this being. And she's from the 12th dimension. So her vibration was really high and it felt wonderful. I think I was more in a bliss state than anything else, just being in that. But she started to talk to me about this tachyon and I explained to her, I don't know anything about tachyon. I don't have a reference point for it. And so she explained about it. And to be honest, I can't remember a whole lot of what she said, other than it was really important for it to come back to Earth again. And she asked me if I would take this on as a secondary mission. Would I agree to help flood the Earth with Jack Young? And I'm like, well, I guess I don't know anything about it. You'll have to teach me about it. And yeah. I said, I'll be happy to do that if you will teach me what it is that I need to do to make this happen. And she said, of course, there would be mentors and teachers every step of the way to help me out. And that's how this whole thing started. So immediately when she left, I got up and ran to the computer and typed it in, and there was almost no information whatsoever on the internet about Tag. Yeah. So it was just a matter of a lot of meditation and a lot of just asking for information and insights about how I was supposed to flood the Earth with Tachyon. And I think that mission statement that she mm-hmm. said made me have to quantum leap in my mind to go, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm just me, you know, how am I
supposed signing to up for this?
What?
Yeah.
And so it was a matter of readjusting my mind to be more open to a broader range of thinking than I had been before, while still trying to fit it into the career that I had going. Is how do I make both work at the same time?
Yes. So were you doing healing, or were you already being visited by spirits previously? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So
okay.
I had started a business. I'd started many businesses, to be honest with you. And I had a lot of little businesses along the way prior to Tachyon Living, or prior to the AZ Spiritual business.
Yeah.
Doing psychic readings for people, clearings on their homes, just all kinds of stuff like that. A lot of mentoring and teaching and classes and conferences. So, I started from nothing. And so I had just got it up and it was really taking off. And then I get this invitation. And so it was like, wait a minute, what do I do here? How am I supposed to do time and energy on one or not the other? Anyway, what they did was the spirit guides gave me all the information, and then I had to practice to see how I could bring these fields of Tachyon into Earth and imbue them into products. And so I learned a lot of ways not to do it, and I learned different ways to do
it. Yeah, let's talk about that, because obviously any startup, I would say, well, it doesn't always have to take time, but it does take time. So it sounds like you did have some challenges and whatnot that you worked through. I'm curious about the timeline.
Right. So, it happened very quickly after the visitation. Within a couple of weeks, I understood at least two different ways. And within about 6 weeks, I knew three different ways to be able to capture and imbue that energy into products. And so I was just testing and trying to see which ones worked well and which ones didn't. So basically that first 6 months was about testing and trying and seeing what worked, what didn't work, what was long lasting, permanently imbued, what was just temporarily imbued. And so there was a lot of that going on, but within 6 weeks of this vision, they had me put up a website and throw products on already. And that was real surprising.
And it was so fast. I mean, I'm just like blown away.
It was so fast. The whole thing, I think back now and go, wow. And I don't know how relatable this is to most people in business. But the reason it happened so fast was because of all those other little businesses that I learned from. One business, I'd learned how to utilize contract workers, and another one, I'd learned how to do a lot of the Excel sheets and everything. So I'd learned a lot about the computer part of it. Another one had taught me all about websites, you know. And so each one of these, which was interesting because my ex had said, I can't believe you're starting this Tachyon business when you've had so many failures in business. Why would you try again? Oh, right. Yeah. So great motivation, truly. Mm. And I thought about that, and I thought those weren't those weren't failures. Those were amazing ways to teach me exactly everything that I needed to do. So when it came to this commission to do this, it just came very quickly and fast because I'd had all of those failures prior. Right. And so it wasn't just like, just because I had angelic intervention that this came about. It was just because I'd had the prior knowledge work-wise.
Yeah, the lessons.
Right. And I truly believe that business is a spiritual tool and can be utilized as a spiritual tool to project us forward. It teaches us so many things. It teaches us about manifestation. It teaches us about the power of in our minds, the words that come out of our mouth, and how they, as soon as those words come into physical vibration, begin to create. Whether they're good or bad, it doesn't matter. So even in sarcastic comments, if I made a sarcastic comment, I'd have to stop immediately and go, "Ooh, cancel. What I really mean is," and then I would lay the new information over that. So right. I had a lot of retraining of my mind to do to make sure that everything was in alignment for moving forward. And that's a spiritual process within you. That allows physical things to start to create.
I'm like, I have so many questions. Okay. So one question I have is, you were talking about manifesting and not everyone, this is probably going to be the most spiritual podcast yet on the podcast, which is what I'm all about. But I've been working with a lot of like other kind of business owners, and we're learning about like the spiritual side, because it's part of everything, but it's like getting people to understand and see the little aspects of it that is a part. So I'm curious, in the manifestation process, were you manifesting at all consciously, or were you following the guidance that you were being given and just trusting? I'm curious.
So I think it started first. I'll answer that absolutely, but it started first with the psychic career that I had started, because I had started it after being a mom for 26 years, 28 years of being a mom from home, and then all of a sudden becoming single again and having to try to provide a living for myself and for my one son who was still with me, and being able to the manifest was the only thing I had, because as far as skills wise, there wasn't a lot in the skill box. I had a lot of fire within me, and I had motivation to be able to share some of the teaching aspects that I had. But my biggest motivation and manifestation was, I want a roof over my head. I want food to eat, and I want my bills paid. And I want to have enough for that every month to make sure that's not a concern or worry of mine anymore. So that was my beginning manifestation. It was small, but learning how to put that into place, which was just about changing my mind, that I always had everything I needed. And I,
so you
I
said you would take, affirm that. You would
I had
affirm
to take
that.
The fear out of it. And I had to go into this believing mode, which was really helpful, because it took a lot of faith in me to think, okay, if I believe this way, what is that going to do? Because I knew what my other thinking had got me. It had got me a lot of poverty, and I didn't enjoy that by any means. So I had nothing to lose other than to take on this new perspective, this new mental state of, I always have everything I need. I always have, and more. So it eventually, first it started out with, I always have everything I need. All my bills are paid at the end of the month, and it wasn't affirmations. I believed it. I literally got rid of that interim part of, well, is this working? Is this not working? All that. No. You either create or you don't create. You either believe it or you don't. And there
what about someone that is swimming in debt, barely trying to pay their bills or whatever? Like, if the proof, let's say, isn't there to switch into certainty, which is what it sounds like you did, was there?
Oh, perfect. Perfect question. Because we spent, you know, like for instance, for me, I spent the first 40 years of my life pulling in all of these things that I didn't want because of the belief systems that I'd learned from being little and just what society teaches. So lack. And so when you start a wheel that strong that keeps you in a very held state of lack or of not being abundant, you've created the momentum that way. So now you've got to reverse the momentum to the opposite way. So their manifesting is not going to happen right away because this hasn't changed yet. So it took me months to be able to switch this around to where I finally started seeing every time I logged into my bank account, I was like, oh my gosh, where did this money come from? Yesterday, it wasn't in there and it's the end of the month and I would log in to pay my bills and oh my gosh, there's the money. Where did it come from? How did it get there? And yet I'd go back through the records and I go, okay, that checks off. But yesterday it didn't check off. So I knew something was going on in the changing of that. After doing that so long, you begin to see that your wheels start going abundance in. That's all I know, abundance in. And then the beautiful part about that is as you're building a business, if you ever go into a fear mode of building too fast or not being able to keep up with it, the beautiful thing is you control the dials. So if you say, you know, right now, my abundance is so full and I continue to have that flow to me, but I would like to have a little bit of break so that I can take a vacation, so I can have some rest. So I'd like 3-4 days of rest. And I would notice that the orders would slow down and I would have a nice rest. And then all I would have to do is say, all right, I'm rested. And now I would project back into pulling in the abundance again. And it took about 24 hours and then boom, the orders would start rolling in again. So I learned that I control my reality, my belief system as a creator. You either believe you are a creator or you aren't. And so anything that doesn't go along with you being a creator is a problem. So that's what needs to be eliminated in the process of thinking. If it's a limiting belief system, it must go. And then the most important part is what you replace it with. So one of the beautiful phrases I learned early on, which I love to share, is that in the past, you know, if someone's manifesting something, sometimes it sounds so far out there. If you're manifesting a car, you know, you manifest the car, but it's hard to have a full belief system there because you can't see it coming in right away. So you want to say, well, your thinking is at the present moment, I don't have it. So when you're manifesting, there isn't an alignment there. So I want to teach you something that helps with that. So in the past, it may have been hard for me to manifest a car. But as for now, right now, and I'm decreeing, right? Because I'm sitting here listening to this and my spirit guide is saying, Holly, you're manifesting a car at this moment. So this will be fun. Okay. So,
oh my God, I love it.
So in the past, I might have been this. That way you can state truth. So your ego mind's going, okay, I believe that. But for now and the future, it is easy for me to attract a new car whenever I want. Rapidly attract. And I know this works because I happened to be driving on my last car. I happened to be driving to a conference and I remember thinking in my car, this car is getting a little shaky and I'm a little concerned about how this car is going to go. So I need to start saving now. So in about 18 months, 2 years, I'll have enough to be able to purchase a car. And I went to the conference and did the conference. And then I came back the next day. And the next morning, I got a call from one of my clients. And he said, Spirit tells me you need a new car. And he says, what are you doing tomorrow morning? I want to take you to a specific car lot and buy you a new car. Now, I know.
I love this.
Now, I had never, that thought had never crossed my mind, but that's the way Spirit creates. And so, so then I had to go into the idea or the understanding of, okay, now that this is created, now what do I do? Because I had my ex-husband saying, if you take that money, you're going to say to him that you can, you're going to be indebted to him the rest of your life and stuff. And so I had to clarify that with my client and say, title's clear in my name, right? And he said, yeah, and it's all paid off, right? Yeah. And so I said, no strings attached. He said, no strings attached whatsoever. I just want to do it for you. And he said, because I want you to be safe going to meetings. Now, I had never told him that, but this is what Spirit had talked to him about. So, then I had to go into the reworking of my brain to say, I openly receive abundance. And now abundance is saying, here, Holly, let's have a new car for you. And I mean new, I mean brand spanking new. And here you go. So are you going to receive it or not? And I have all my family going, don't do it. That's so wrong. That's so evil. And yet I'm thinking, but all I'm doing is practicing abundance. And I just happened to state aloud, I wanted a new car and boom, here it is. So for me to say no to that new vehicle would have been literally slowing down and reversing and pushing away the very abundance that I had just casually manifested. So of course I received it. It's been the most amazing blessing in my life. I love my little green Kia Soul. And I've, drove the wheels off of it. I love it. It's still amazing. It still works beautifully. And so I received that abundance because I knew if I turned it away because of pride or whatever family said, I would have held that back. Yeah. So abundance is something that once you get the wheel going, it continues to do that. When you add tachyon to the mix, and I think this is what's really hard about those who may not be quite in a spiritual mode or in that kind of acceleration. If you're using business correctly, you're going to use it to accelerate and expand who you are as a person. You're going to be learning, how do I deal with people who are very difficult to deal with? What do I really do? I need to find out how they're motivated. And by doing so, I have to get out of my head and I have to learn what it is they need so that we can all work together as a unit. So it's about the spiritual. How do I change myself, get out of ego, start pointing and saying, because I'm the boss, and go into, how do we work cohesively as a team? And what is it that they're not getting that is making them resistant? So it's everything about building a business is building who you are inside. Now you get to decide if it's going to turn you into a monster, an agreed monster and everything else, or if you're going to let it expand you into your best self. And when you do that, abundance continues to flow to you. So I think I answered your question in a really long, rambly way.
Oh my God. But there were so many amazing nuggets in there for everyone. Oh, so good. And for me, thank you. I'm just vibrating, listening. I'm like, oh, the tachyon is so here. So you guys, the tachyon rods I use for healing and supporting in my clients. And I feel it's like a physical 3D sense of vibration that I feel the frequency running through my body when I'm working with it. So I'm talking to Holly here, who has it everywhere in her home, I'm sure.
Just my body, it's radiating out my body. Right?
Yeah, I just, I'm like,
When you get enough tachyon, like for instance, I still wear, tachyon items. I'm a firm believer in my own products. And when you wear them, you're in a field that concentrates these tachyons in your body. The field of tachyon, the main thing it is about becoming a creator, having the foundational tools of tachyon, which help you to build upon everything else. So it's that foundational building field that differentiates you from either being the product of someone else's creation or the manifestation and amplification what your desires are and what you were decreeing and pulling into your life. So tachyon is a beautiful part. If people want to expand on their business or create a better version of themselves, this tachyon field is absolutely going to do that. It's going to amplify. Since you've been using the tachyon and the way you use it, you have literally impacted thousands of people's lives by your amazing videos and meditations, by your decreeing healings with people. I wish you knew from this side what massive a difference, what a huge difference you have made in probably tens of thousands of people's lives by the meditations that you have done and the information that you've given. And it was just because you were being you and you were doing your manifesting. You just had that energy of that, you know, the little pack of punch of the tachyon behind it, which is going to amplify everything that you are, pushing it into a total creation energy. So thank you for all that you've done with
fields. Beautiful.
I think if really recognize how powerful they are, if they could just get rid of this limited belief system on, well, I can't do this because of this, I can't do this because of that. And they just learn to just get rid of all that and say, okay, all that's there, or all that was in the past, that is for now and the future. Yeah. I'm choosing easy flow, all of those situations and blocks out of my way, which is what you do with businesses. Anybody who taps into you for your wisdom and your knowledge and insight with the tachyon, I'm going to throw that little bit.
I love how she's selling me.
No, I'm being so honest about this because you've got those tools on how to accelerate and move someone forward. And that's what we need more of as mentors and people to become their best selves and to become abundant.
To tune into a truth versus the media and everything else around.
exactly
the opposite of truth. And it starts with language. It starts with language, like she was saying in the beginning. It's so easy. Pay attention to what you're saying.
Just remember that in the past, but for now and the future. That will slow down and reverse. So if someone is in those stages, I understand, been there, felt that, know that pain. But if you can retrain your brain to have new neural, what are those called? Neural pathways, right? To something different that is actually truth instead of the lies that you're going around and around in your brain, and realize that you have this, it can happen very quickly. It doesn't have to take a long time, but it all started, that quantum leap, that first quantum leap started with changing the way I thought.
And so I'm shifting gears, but not totally, of course. Do you think that you are in the mindset, you turned this on, so now you're moving forward in the abundance, prosperity wheels are coming in. Do you believe that that created the space for the tachyon business and opportunity to come through?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what I had, another one of the big quantum leaps was the understanding that my business does not rely at all upon what's going on in the outer circumstances around me. I don't look to the economy to see if my business is going to grow. I look to me to put forth the energy out for me to say, all of those who are interested in taking a quantum leap into their next best self or their next highest business structure, then they will find the products, they will find me, and I attract them. So I have to say that in my psychic business that I was doing, I went through that really difficult time where all the incomes, everybody's incomes were kind of frozen. It was when the housing economy and everything went down. And I just kept saying, that doesn't affect whoever it is that I'm attracting. I'm always attracting plenty for myself. And then I love being able to get that extra and give back. So in the worst of times, I would have my fellow psychic friends would come to me and go, Holly, I'm not getting any appointments. Holly, I'm not, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? And I said, well, my belief system doesn't go off of the economy. My belief system goes on what I'm putting out and who I'm attracting, because I will always be able to find others of a like mind that will be attracted. If they're going online to look for a psychic, are they going to look for the one that's got trouble with the economy and they're struggling in their psychic? Or are they going to look to the one that is just powerfully moving forward and has, yeah, you know, a long waiting list to get into, to see, you know, and I don't mean that egotistically. It's yeah, just the factual way of how you project it. So it doesn't matter what goes on. It doesn't matter how much money you have. All of my businesses, yeah, I started from zero. All of my businesses are debt-free, completely debt-free. So yeah, I started small, but I continue to pour everything back into the businesses. And when you do that, they grow bigger and bigger and faster and faster. And the sky's the limit. You know, this last, when COVID hit, we thought for sure, momentarily hearing everything around us, we were pretty interesting, because all of the feedback coming in from all of our fellow vendors and friends were, you know, our business has gone down 75%. For us, our business went up almost 400% during that time. Now, that's because we didn't buy into that. And so we were attracting others who didn't buy into it. So they felt comfortable and fine and being able to get the product that they needed. So it doesn't matter about the circumstance around you. If you can eliminate that and move into the fact that you are creating, and therefore you are attracting everyone that thinks the same way you do, you will constantly be abundant, and there won't be any need or lack. And you don't have to.
I mean, that's what I've been saying. Yeah. If you don't believe in the recession, you're going to create it.
You know, so true. And I think sometimes one of the things that stop people from moving forward and building a business for themselves is these limiting thought beliefs, you know, that they have to know everything before they get started. Oh my gosh, you don't have to know anything other than you have a desire to do it. And then you just take each thing that you find along the way. I didn't know how to do websites. I had to teach myself HTML way back, you know, 14 years ago. Goodness. I had to teach myself that and took a couple hours every day, but I taught myself how to do it and built a beautiful website, but I didn't know how to. I didn't have college experience. I mean, I had 6 months of college experience and realized I wasn't happy with that at all.
That wasn't your thing.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
Wow.
There's no excuse for someone not living their best life as long as they're willing to change the thinking. It all starts there.
So I'm curious, how long had you been doing the Tachyon product sales before you stopped doing the psychic stuff?
So my rule of thumb is always, you never replace one business with another, or jump into one with another, until you've replaced your own income. So at the time, the Tachyon was going slowly, and luckily I found a soul partner who had been aching for something like Tachyon. And although he didn't feel Tachyon energy for the first 4 months that we were together, every time he walked by a Tachyon product, I'm putting it in his hands and saying, can you feel this yet? And he'd say, no, I can't feel it yet. And he had so much distraction going on and was coming from a very traumatic experience that he couldn't phase out the noise in his mind to stop and feel what was going on in his body with the Tachyon. And then one day he felt it and he caught the Tachyon bug. And so he was able to take over and start building it. So as the two of us worked in building this, I kept doing my business and he was doing this other business for us. Eventually, when it overtook the income that I was doing, then I went ahead and came on full time with the Tachyon, knowing that eventually I would go back to mentoring and teaching others once we got this enough off the ground and going well enough that we could get some employees in there to replace me so I can get back to doing this kind of fun stuff. So
I know. Yeah, I hear that's up and coming. But how? What was the time frame? Was it like a year or was it longer?
So
before you made the switch,
he started in 2013, probably right around the beginning of 2014. He started, and I believe it was 2.5 years before it replaced my income. And I was making a pretty nice income with the spiritual readings and the healings and all of that. It took quite a while to get it up to that. And then we held and maintained that for a while. And before I finally realized I would be better. So the last couple of years, and especially with the tachyon chambers coming on, I stayed working in that. So the business expanded from the tachyon products, and then on into our tachyonized packets, which you can put products in, any products anywhere in the world with a packet and tachyonize them right there in your home, which is so wonderful for people not have to paying VAT taxes or high postage on anything. It's a very inexpensive way to be able to get tachyon directly in your home. And then the tachyon chambers that came on in 2017. So we're 5 years into that and getting tachyon chambers now placed all over the world. We're working in Europe.
I just heard there was one nearby. I'm like, but it's private. It's like a private home, it sounds like.
Right. And some of the private homes, there's a lot of tachyon chambers out there that are private homes, but eventually I know that they're going to have that feeling to be called to opening up to the public. And, but a lot of them are really doing a lot of public work, and the tachyon chambers are growing very rapidly. Amazing. And that's an exciting process. So now that all of those things are on queue and we have enough employees to be able to help out now, I'm excited to be able to get back to doing what I really love. And that's sharing and teaching and helping people change their thinking so that they can develop that mastery within themselves, which brings such happiness and abundance in their lives just by tweaking a little bit here.
Yeah. Do you want to share what you're getting into? Paris said you were getting back into it, or maybe a podcast or something. I don't remember.
Do
you know what's on offer? What's the next path?
Right. Online mentoring in a larger way through podcasts, webinars, conferences. And then one of the most exciting things is I'm working on a website now that will have online healing sessions and tachyon sessions so that people just can go to a website and be able to experience and obtain these beautiful frequencies in their homes. So all over the world, if you can't get to a tachyon chamber and support our tachyon chambers, then at least here's a possibility to be able to have the beauty of that just completely infused into in your own home. So that's taking a lot of really tricky education in my mind to learn how this process is going to work. So they've given me the template to do that. So that's going to be a lot of extra work on that, but working. And then
what does it take for it to be easy?
Right. And everything will fall into play so smoothly. Yeah. I'm excited about taking that next leap and how much fun that will be being able to get healing sessions, get the crystal chamber out there, because that crystal chamber energy is phenomenal and being able to people to be able to change their thinking and get a higher, grander perspective of what this reality is all about so that they can become their best selves. And that the tachyon chambers and this crystal chamber is just phenomenal. So being able to offer that to people all over the world will be a wonderful gift for humanity. So I'm excited. The alchemy things, those are what really charged me up. And so that's kind of,
I'm curious. I went to their home. They've moved, but I went to their home. I didn't get the opportunity of getting into the angel room, but I did do the tachyon chamber, which was amazing. And full body vibrations. And it was cute with my dog. My dog wanted to be nearby because the animals love it too. They feel it. They're in touch and tune. Yeah. So have you set up that?
And babies in utero do the same thing. They get all excited and they'll, they get really movie in their mom's tummies and stuff because they love it. This is exactly what they have been exempt from. And so to be able to be restored to those fields again, they love it. They are energized there. And I poor mom's belly.
For the future, for the future. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it can help in any ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to give one other viewpoint on this, because I know that a lot of times when people are wanting to take a quantum leap, our family members and friends around us can be kind of negative and not necessarily supportive in us taking these steps forward, because of course it's like the crabs in the bucket, you know, they all, as soon as somebody gets up the top of the bucket to get out of the bucket, they want to pull, no, you come back down here with us. And so you've got, you may have this surrounding negativity around you. For me, I remember my ex, and I believe I'd mentioned that before, saying, you know, you've had all these failures before. And then the last thing that he'd said was, you'll never be able to succeed in life because you won't be able to do it. And I do recall thinking that motivation to prove him wrong became such a huge motivation. Now, granted, that's totally negative, but it was motivation. And so I kept thinking, if I can just match his income, it will be the most amazing gift for me. And I will feel all justified because I, you know, go, ha ha in your face. Right. That's how my motivation started, was I'll show you. And, you know, as negative as the place that was coming from, the beauty of it was when I actually got to that place and far surpassed it, I didn't want to show him necessarily, but one day he happened to be over at my house and he was rustling through papers and he found my tax forms. And he saw how much I was bringing in. And he, you know, as soon as I got home from work, he's like, what, are you seriously making this? And I'm going, well, those are my tax forms. And I actually was feeling kind of bad because I didn't, you know, he'd worked 25, 30 years in his field. And I had worked 3 or 4. So saw that, I actually turned around and it wasn't about, see, it was more about, I didn't want to hurt him because of the success. Even I didn't feel the need to show him that or anything else. He just found it.
Yeah.
And so that motivation turned me very differently into not needing to be, I showed you, or, you know, or I told you.
Yeah.
It was so sometimes these things can be used to help fuel you in a positive way that eventually can become positive when they're hurtful and painful in the beginning.
Totally. Yeah. I'm the proving energy comes up for me and I'm like, okay, let's release that. Let's release that. I don't want that to be like the foundation of, you know, my momentum or anything like that.
And that's the beauty of what you do in your profession, is finding those blocks and being able to point them out so people can correct them a lot faster than maybe the way I did, which just took a lot of, you know,
realizing, but it worked out.
You know, had I known someone like you and utilized you in the beginning, it would have been a lot faster process. So that's what I love about the services you provide, is because you do quantum leap people. Did I say quantum leak?
Okay, anywhere there's a quantum leak, release that. Clear and transmute that one.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
That's Unless we're funny. Leaking abundance, because leaking it out to others, that's fine. More than enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say if you were to wrap it into three nuggets, three keys of wisdom to quantum leap for other listeners?
Watch your words. Your words are creating. The minute they hit the air, they are in a human vibration, which means they're in a creation mode. So if you're using sarcasm or you're saying something that you don't want to happen, boy, you better say cancel, and restructure what it is you want to bring in. Number one, that's what I would say.
I actually, I say delete now with all the cancel culture. I'm like, I don't want to be involved with that. And then I started a t-shirt line that's like delete.
Perfect. Oh, see,
I just need to actually market it. Yeah,
there you go.
I
didn't know that, but I agree.
Yeah.
1000% on that. Absolutely.
Stop it.
The second one is just to realize that you are a creator and you are either creating or you are being the product of someone else's creation. So there's no in between. And a lot of people do manifestations. I tried affirmations. I tried affirmations and all I did was stay in a belief system that made me think that it wasn't being created because I kept having to affirm it. So when I realized, no, when I create once, I create big, I put it out there. And then I spend every minute of every day waiting to see how it comes about. I don't have to know how, I just have to create it. And then watch the magical way cars come into your being, website developers come into your being. It's just a matter of just saying it and letting go, just saying it. You just let go and know it's done. Now you just wait to see how fast it happens and how creative. And I love the way the universe is so creative. Another part to that, one other little part to that would be the disclaimer when you're creating. So I'm creating this and I'm saying this big, wonderful thing and I'm decreeing it out. But if the universe has something even better in mind for me, I'm open to receiving that. Because I found even with my manifestations, I was still limiting them. So I found if I put that in, I'd get a whole lot more out of my manifestation.
Yeah,
than I would out of the creation process. So that would be the second one. And
I'll share something really quick while you're doing that. Yeah. When I'm writing manifestations down, I do a plus sign. So the plus to me is and better.
Yeah.
So I'll put that at the end of the statement if I'm writing it down in a journal or something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Plus and better. That is fantastic. And I think it's just everything that I'd mentioned prior to it. It's most specifically about realizing how powerful you can be and how powerful you are in either bringing negative and negativity and chaos into your life, or how good you are at being able to bring abundance and lightness and smoothness into your life. And it's those limiting belief systems. If it's a limiting belief system, it's got to go, because we are unlimited creative beings, and business is every part of an expression of who we are. And it should be. And it doesn't matter if it's in a spiritual profession or not. It doesn't matter. It is.
Yeah.
It is a spiritual principle if you allow it to be. And it helps you to become your best self. So, you know, people think they have to separate business and spirituality. Are you kidding me? Business is a tool. Business is a tool to help you become your best self if you let it.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for being here. I cannot even wait to re-listen to this whole podcast. I'm excited to re-listen to it. Cause I always save all the little clips, the stuff that like really pops, and I use that on the socials. And, they've been such a wealth of wisdom. I think everyone's going to be sharing this one cause it's so good.
Well, I hope that it surpassed the bounds of just being a spiritual leader here, because, even though my businesses have been spiritual, it didn't come with that. I had to change in the physical way, and I had to change me in order to be able to be successful.
And amazing.
Continually successful, I should say, right?
Yeah, there you go. I am continuously successful.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you and share with you. And I love you to pieces. Yeah. And everybody out there, I know you can do whatever you want to do, whatever your heart dreams of. You can do it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe and let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. It fuels me to keep bringing you more juicy guests. And if you aren't already following me on social media, check out at Bethany London on Instagram, L-O-N-D-Y-N, that's a cool factor, or go to BethanyLondon.com for healing opportunities, courses, and additional thoughts. And don't hesitate to create some IG stories tagging me and our guests with your favorite quotes, so we can reshare them. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. And in the meantime, wishing you that quantum leap.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the WannaBet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but WannaBet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger. Electric
acid. Are you passionate about saving the planet for future generations? Do you want to learn how to do it? If yes, then you need to tune in to the Nature Backed Podcast. It's a talk show covering the changing world around us. From renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, circular economy, to ESG and social innovation. Don't miss this opportunity to discover how you can join the movement and make a difference. Subscribe to the Nature Backed Podcast today on your favorite platform and get ready to be amazed. Electric acid.